Blog Talk Radio.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me.
Richard and William Peters, who were from Liverpool, England.
He was judged. The judge, Richard Peters, was the secretary to the war, secretary of the war to George Washington. The signers of the Constitution were friends to the Peters family and other officials. So, you know, we tell people that you're on hallowed ground when you come here. And it is so magnificent to see the history. We just discovered 10 years ago that Belmont was a connection to the Underground Railroad, which is wonderful. We never knew that. And how we'd come to find that out was we had a student from Temple University who wanted to do her doctoral thesis, and she picked Belmont Mansion. In her studies and her research was how she discovered Cornelia Wells, who was a slave girl that lived here, who was purchased by Judge Peters and did a 3-year indenture when he freed her and moved her to the Bolton House on West River Drive, where she sold beer and ginger cakes, and where the signers, including George Washington and Adams and Jefferson, who visited that site. It is still there today, right there on the West River Drive. We're looking at the possibility of taking it over because it is empty, and we will include it in our tour as people come here. The museum is a $3.5 million venture that was supported by the state in the city, and it is the only one in the city of Philadelphia that deals only slavery, slavery era, and so we tell about all of that in our tour. We have adopted the School of the Future, which is a Microsoft school here in Philadelphia. And we also have Global Leadership, which is a charter school. And we train these young people to be docents. They learn their history, because the sad thing about many of us is not only talking about the children, but adults as well, who do not know their history. Since last year, this is our third year coming in for the opening of the museum. And so far, we have had visitors over 45,000. So, and this year we look forward to be much, much higher. So,
well,
we're
thank
pleased
you so much.
That
I'm going to bring you
come.
Back on, but I'm sorry for cutting you off. We do have Karen who just gave a wonderful performance of her Harriet Tubman play.
You must come and visit us. You must come and visit us. Okay?
We certainly will. We're looking forward to it, and I encourage our listeners to come. Karen, are you on the line?
Yes, Karen is right here.
Okay, let's put Karen on the line.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Karen. I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us on the Just the Freedom is Faith, and we're so excited to have you with us. We can only imagine that you're probably not at your best right now, having given what I would suspect is a very exhausting performance of the play. But are you ready to relish our audience with an excerpt of the play?
Live? You want a live excerpt right now? Okay. Okay.
Well, maybe we're not doing a live excerpt. Is Leslie with you? Let's check, because I don't know if she might have taped it already, and maybe we're just going to play it, and maybe you're just going to introduce it. So let me give some clarification. Is Leslie with you right now?
Here. The masses.
There we go.
That's what President Jackson said, and I concur. Some colored woman got permission to sell popcorn and rustle to the quarter folks, sitting atop her donkey drawn wagon, saying this front my cab. Every time she come around, she talk all ugly to us because she knows she's the only one we can buy things from with the few pennies we get, hiring ourselves out extra when we can. So I steps outside, everybody gathers, and asks her, what do conquer mean? She said, concur, agree. Then she mumbled, I'm one of the ignorant masses, her and President Jackson talked about. So I asked her, when you had this conversation with President Jackson? That she said, yes. And she assured you he's like you. Because even ignorant as I am, I know he's the most hateful, treacherous scoundrel of a man ever took a hold of a breast. And any colored person could like him, got to be ignorant their own stuff. Because there ain't nothing worse than being against your own people. Especially since it's the masses paying you today. Of course, they hush her. Why don't you get paid from some of them presidents you concur with so much?
She said, shut up. Shut up, you stupid little sassy black cuss. Well, you've got an independent business such as I. Oh, when the white folks respect you like they does me, then you can speak to me. Till then, you ain't nothing but a beaten up piece of slave meat. How much you think you go for? I feel their heart, brother. They lazy. After we're gone. But see, the court of watching. Something drops my eye. And I take her all the way up. See, I think I'm priceless. Priceless? Master wouldn't even have you. Well, I bet he had you. She slapped me so hard, the wind comes through one end, out the other. I flies up and where to land. I see she done draw the first blood. Oh, you know, I got to draw the last. Come on! Locked up in the storehouse 6 days high in this mess. Them boys supposed to protect me ain't. And my high calling to save our dignity ain't nothing because they buy their wares from her anyway. Cora comes, sneak to the door, make me jump, say, Mama and Papa Drake say, that ain't your purpose. Oh, you tell Mama and Papa Drake I said, see? Catches myself. When I get out, I go to my home. John tired from steady looking for work, which he can't find. I sit up under them covers, takes that green string, and wraps it tight round my toe. She said, Ty, fool, not put it in your pocket. He said, what you doing, sweet darling? Where you been? So far to nowhere to shame. He said, huh? When the harm the man's due? I said, John, go to sleep, because I got to contemplate how selfishness could work for a person. He said, huh? And I laughed. Because strength and promises and freedom and huh, they fuel in the fire. So never go out in my heart. Rubber band say, don't get killed or break your mama's heart. And daddy looking like what you waiting on. It ain't being helped none by this white woman sits in a buggy outside the fence near where we rush the horses. It's your fancy dress. Wear a big bonnet. Once in a while, have a little paint station. Act like her making pictures. But mostly she got her eyes on us. Cora say she's sizing up the place, gonna buy it. John say she a Quaker woman, come to start trouble between the slaves and the masters. I don't say nothing like, oh, you don't think we already got trouble done? I just asked for the Quaker. He said, a legion of fighters. Believe I could be one of them. I got Mike the horse with me. He kind of meandered over to where doing a painting. The proper path, huh? Say, ma'am, if you buy this place, she gets up, act like I'm looking for something in the grass, come completely over. Say, no, Harriet, how you? God, I know everyone here. Cora said Master Stewart run her off once when she stationed by the river. He must not know she here now. He only got too old to see his fate. We love him so much he wouldn't want to see. I had heard of sweating palms, but this is my first time. This is not wrong. Ma'am, what might you say to one of us? Master Stewart wouldn't want to see him. She said, beyond the bridge is a white house with green shutters. There is a very fine place to be for a free soul such as thee. call her after what she said. I don't know. Her talk for now. I couldn't tell what she said. I hate to do that to Carl, but I learned to trust my instincts. It's telling me, don't tell nobody nothing, except in them voices. Which without no words is pushing me in my mind and heart. Next couple of days, I pondered hard. Strange. Leave me. Eat dinner with my family before I go. When I leave him, Daddy come outside. I say, it is starry night. He say, a very, very clear night. You take care of my minty. Yeah? I will, Daddy. My knees shake when I want something. Feeling like I might get sick. I hear them dogs howling. And it feels like a 100 eyes is on me. I get to them woods and I'm sweating like I'm being chased already. Now I'm set to a run. Branches slapping me in the face and it closes my mouth. I can't see myself for the dark. Feel that dress wrapping around my face. Know there's traps and sticks. And wildcats and people out here. So I'm praying and I'm running hard. The river, it shines like it's made of ice. Step in and the cold come over me like I go crack open. Another step goes under, further and further. I ain't never coming up. All my voices, where are they? Where are they? I can't swim. Help me. Help me. Voices say, no, I can't, I'm gonna drown. It's like I'm being carried till I get my breath. It ain't gone. I come out a little too tired to step off the bank and lay in that freezing river. I got to be the side, leaving my brother's right. Every time I go back in, I come out more tired. After there just ain't no more tired to be. My dress is too heavy, and my head hurts too much. I'm too cold, and I'm too scared. You know. Across under that bridge, across back of sea, and then out. And them shutters to brain, but my hands and knees feel like an animal for what I hope is the last time I approach it. When I close the door, I stand. And I climb them steps. Cause if and I die, I will have been free and serve my purpose. When I get to the top, it's dark. The door opens. I go in. Low enough to pull back. I see up ahead. There's a woman from the field, and she got a candle. I followed her to a room where I could get warm and dry while we talked. We talked about so many things. I could stay here forever and be just fine. Finally, I tell her, I wouldn't mind joining a fighting vision like yours. smiled and blue eyes changed. She said, no, for obvious reasons. I stopped looking for white folks to take me to their hearts, accept the best they have to offer, and give back my best in cautious gratitude.
Wow. You have been listening to an excerpt of the theatrical stage play Harriet's Return, as performed by the spectacular Karen Jones Meadows. This is a performance that took place earlier this evening at the historic Belmont Mansion in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we're so pleased that we were able to be a part of this event and share it with listeners of the Gist of Freedom is Faith. And I believe we are also fortunate to have an audience member of the play. Who am I speaking with, please? Good evening.
Yes,
and welcome to the Gist of Freedom is Faith. Were you in the audience of Harriet's Return this evening?
Thank you so much. Yes, I was.
And please share your reaction to this play.
Okay. I, too, am a playwright. We did a scene with Harriet Tubman, and Harriet Tubman is one of my heroines. This presentation today was awesome, very authentic. I could feel the cold waters that she went through to get to freedom. I can feel the hurt, the pain. I can feel her anxiety, her desire and passion to help her people to get the freedom. And when her husband was already married when she came back to get him, I can feel all of that. It was an awesome, awesome presentation. I was there. It took me back. And,
well, that's powerful. Truly powerful. We, we again just listened to an 8-minute excerpt of the play live on the Gist of Freedom is Faith radio show, and I too could feel the emotion that Miss Meadows put into this performance. Now, what else, if anything, did you take away from the play? You mentioned that you're a playwright, so you have some understanding of theatrical productions. Tell us about the production itself.
The production was very intimate. It pulled the audience in. Like I said, you can feel every emotion. You can feel the pain. You can feel the happiness, the joy when she did come to freedom, and the uncertainty that she felt, unsettled, that she had to go back and bring others. It was just very informative. The slaves were not to be trusted. You couldn't trust people because they would tell the master everything, and that could interfere with her rescue missions. But it was just so awesome. It's hard to put it in words other than it was a very awesome, intimate, personal, authentic production. And I'd see
it
again.
Thank you. We'd like to thank you for sharing your perspective of the production with us, and spending a little time with our listeners as well in that sharing. Let's put another audience member who also had the pleasure, if not the honor, of witnessing this live performance. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm Dorothy Sims. I'll pass this on to Dr. Gaskins.
Thank you so much, Dorothy.
Hello.
Dr. Gaskins, good evening.
It's Dr. Lillian Gaskins Green. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for taking a few minutes to join us on the Gist of Freedom is Faith radio show. Would you share with our listeners your reaction to the performance?
Well, it was an outstanding performance. It was as though she brought the life of Harriet Tubman to us. It was almost as though she brought her alive, and the spirit of this woman and her greatness was expressed by the actress. She did an outstanding job. And what made me, I was so impressed by the fact that I felt the feelings that she displayed in escaping to enslavement and the importance of being free, and the moment that she met others and how she was so strong, and she gave orders. And what made me so impressive was the fact that when you're in that position, not having been educated or having read or anything, to show her strength and how she was able to, her bravery, her ability to go back and forth without fear, shows the greatness of our people. And I'm impressed that our young people need to see the greatness of our wonderful people. So I was honored to have the opportunity to see this, and I'm looking forward to maybe attending more. This was one of the finest productions today, and it sure should be on Broadway. That's great.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing your perspective and insight with us. We now have the honor of having Karen Jones Meadows, a.k.a. modern-day Harriet Tubman, with us. And thank you again, Ms. Meadows, for waiting patiently so we can get you back on the line and have our listeners enjoy the spirit that you evoked through this performance today. And tell us, where are you right now? How do you feel right now?
Oh, I feel amazing. It's always so satisfying and gratifying after the play, because people are stirred to their own power, and it's because Harriet comes in. That's one thing I do. I mean, I definitely invoke her before I start, and I feel as though I've been prompted by her in the first place to do this, and I know there are other people doing it as well. And after the show, because there's a call to action, and that's a part of the play, people really are inspired, I think, to fulfill themselves. And one reason I started the play in the contemporary is that our history, of course, is necessary and important, and we need to know it. We also need to know it with respect to what are we doing now, who are we, what's our heritage and our lineage that is based on accomplishment and achievement, not on lack and limitation. And so I get that feeling after when people say, you know what, I've always wanted to do so-and-so, and now I'm going to go do it. That makes
sense. Well, you know, and I appreciate the fact that there is a moral that people can actively take from this play in terms of a call to action, in terms of not only empowering themselves through the greatness of our ancestry, through the greatness of our leaders who paved the way for us, who built the way for us in many ways, such as Harriet Tubman, but also, again, to really begin to empower others with a greater understanding and capacity for greatness in their own daily lives.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's so many characters in here who are, John Brown is in it, William Still is in it, Harriet's parents are in it, Frederick Douglass. There are references to the Alcotts. So there's a history that is inclusive, that's a part of America. It's part of the Underground Railroad, but it's also part of the human spirit. And the human spirit, it just can't be annihilated. It can be slapped around sometimes, but it can't be annihilated. And I think that's an important lesson.
And I would agree. You know, I'm sure that through your vivid portrayal of Harriet Tubman, you are in many ways a reincarnation or a torch bearer to bring her to life today, because in many ways and in reality, I would suspect that she lives within each of us. And it is us individually as well as collectively forging forward to truly be free, because, you know, the word freedom certainly means a lot more than it did in her time, but I suspect that we still have works to do to truly be free, as a people. Would you like to speak to that call to action that you, again, evoke in people and ask that they take with them from the play?
In the play, basically it comes down to put something in your heart you want to do, stick it to your mind, and do it. I mean, it's that simple. It's complicated. The complication comes when we pay attention to outer distractions and mores and social acceptance and things like that, and just plain comfort. But the bottom line is we usually know what we want to do in our heart and soul, and when we do that, we're happy, and it also serves others. The highest good is generally the highest good for everybody, not just one person.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Jones Meadows, for taking the time to be with us on the Gist of Freedom is Faith. We look forward to seeing more powerful performances of Harriet's Return in the future. I suspect that you will be not only holding the legacy of Harriet Tubman alive, but that you will be holding an Emmy one day soon. And we expect that your greatness in keeping her legacy alive and what she represents to all people, not just black, but all Americans, alive as well. And we're grateful to you for, if nothing else, simply that wonderful capacity to share.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate you having me on this program as well.
Thank you, and I know we'll be talking again soon. Continued successes, and again, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight. We're going to wrap up tonight's show. Again, we had the honor of being a part of the theatrical stage play Harriet's Return, a live performance at the Belmont Mansion in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I would like to thank our producer, Leslie Gist Etheridge, who is in many ways every day keeping our history alive as an author, as an educator, and as an active historian. And if nothing else, I ask that our listeners take away with us an understanding that the spirit of our greatness, as replicated in those who have come before us and built the way for us, lives within us every day. So we encourage you to reawaken that understanding, reawaken that strength, and in your own way, make black history every day. Thank you and blessings. You've been listening to The Gist of Freedom is Faith. My name is R. Lee Gordon, and we do hope that you will join us next Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for another episode of The Gist of Freedom is Faith. Thank you. God bless.
Oh my Lord, oh my Lord. bye.